Beginning in meditation, coming into a posture conducive for stillness, setting aside the various bits of work and story, thought, planning that have followed us into this moment. And whatever time of the day or night it is for you, bringing attention and body together in this place, in this moment, so we arrive in what we can call the here and now. So in the here, there's the body, its posture, the various sensations that indicate to us the life of the body. And to brighten the sense of the body in this place, can really tune into the sensations of sitting or the sensations of posture, whatever the posture is that we're in. The sensations that tell us where we are. So the temperature, the moisture level around, how we know when we're near the ocean or on a mountain, near the woods or in a desert, near water or far from water. Bring our body into the here. And then we bring the mind into the now. Sensation is always arising now, but as thought and attention swirl through sensation, thought gives rise to the idea of the future and the idea of the past. As memory swirls, the story of ourselves, it's in the mind that we create the perception of past and future, the perception of time at all. And so to come into the here and now can mean consciously setting aside thinking about ourselves and others, past and future, actions, events. We bring our thinking into the present. Thinking doesn't have to mean thinking in words or images. Thinking can be another way of talking about the directing of attention and the engagement of attention with something. So when I direct my attention to the body and its posture, breathing, I can be said to be, in a way, thinking about the body and the breathing, even if I'm not using words. There's the understanding of the breath as long or short, that you can feel without words, just sensing the different ways the breath moves through the body. So we come into the here and now with the body and the mind. And become aware of our mood, the emotional energies that are present. You might do this by just lightly noting whether your mood is gently pleasant or unpleasant, or strongly pleasant or unpleasant. You might notice the level of energy in the body and mind, if there's restlessness or dullness, or a balanced energy. You might notice your level of focus, whether it's easy to steady the attention or whether the attention is feels pulled very strongly in many directions, or that the muscle of attention is weak at the moment for whatever reason. From this wide open kind of arriving, you can have a broad picture of your state in this moment. And then without sticking the attention anywhere, without needing to hold on to the breath or the posture, find a resting place for the attention. Sometimes it feels like this can be a little bit down and back or in a field that encompasses the whole body. We find a resting place for the attention that doesn't hold on to any particular sensation as the object for concentration. You can do this by just noticing the faculty of awareness, noticing that there is knowing of each thing that arises. As it arises, it's known. As it changes, it's known. Attention is pulled in different directions by thoughts and feelings and sensations. But wherever attention is pulled, the concentration here is not to get hooked, not to follow any path into story or even into a kind of sustained investigation or stabilizing, like with the breath. In this kind of practice, it's so helpful to relax very deeply. So if there's anywhere in the body that you can let go of tension, do that. Notice anywhere that's habitual for the mind to rest or to hold on to. Let that go. You find a resting place that's not really a place, but there's a kind of not doing anything. It does take a little effort to maintain this, because the habit of doing the thing we call thought, wandering thought, the habit is very strong for that kind of doing. So when you notice that the mind has taken up a storyline, even for half a sentence, but certainly if for more, as soon as you notice, you just let it go. Knowing that that's just a kind of grasping. And you rest back into the resting place that isn't a place. It's like relaxing the body very deeply and resisting the impulse to fidget or jump up and do tasks. For some of us, it's hard to just lay down and rest and be awake. There's always a pull toward doing something or another. So here we are asked to do that in the body, but also to do it in the mind. But there's always a pull to get up and think about something. And we have to resist that. Resist that much doing. This is a meditation on deep, non-grasping. Really on non-picking up anything. It's helpful to notice that if you can do this for a little while, it's really pleasurable. And that pleasure can be part of what strengthens our ability to stay here. You don't grasp at the pleasure either. It comes and goes on its own. But it comes more the quieter and more relaxed the system gets. So this is a concentration that we could call the perfection of non-grasping. Just don't pick anything up. If it gets too difficult, connect with something that anchors you very lightly, like the sense of the whole body. But if you can, let go even of that and play with really just resting, not doing or picking up anything at all. We'll sit in silence like this for a little while. close our meditation with the mantra of perfect wisdom. In the Sanskrit, gate gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi, swaha. Gone, gone, gone beyond. Gone, completely beyond. Full awakening, swaha. I'll chant this a few times around. You can join if you're in a space where you can make sound. Or just continue the practice of not picking up any dharmas at all. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, para.